Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Counting of votes to open local bodies, election to 3 municipalities and 21 town councils will take place today. The counting of votes will begin at 8 a.m. Altogether, there will be 16 counting halls and 125 counting tables. Election to the historic ULP election was held on June 26 with 33% women reservation. A total of 523 candidates, including 325 male and 198 female, from 11 political parties, contested for 213 wards. Earlier, 64 candidates had been declared elected unopposed. The overall poll percentage for all municipalities after the final updation stands at 81.98%. Meanwhile, during the counting period, Dimapur, Chumukedima and Newland districts comes under Section 144 CRPC for 24 hours since 6 this morning, while Prohibited Order 144 CRPC has also been imposed in Beren district since 6 this morning, which ends at 11 p.m. today. Petrol and diesel prices in Nagaland has surged up after the state government revised sales tax by 21.75% and 17.20%. The new prices will be effective from midnight of 30th of June. In an official notification issued by Additional Chief Secretary and Finance Commissioner Sandy Younger Imjin stated that the amended tax rate for diesel has been hiked to 17.20% or 12.83 rupees per litre, whichever is higher, from the previous 16.5% or 10.51 rupees per litre, whichever is higher. While for petrol and other motor spirit, the amended tax rate is increased to 21.75% or 16.94 rupees per litre, whichever is higher, from the previous 25% or 16.04 rupees per litre, whichever is higher. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan assured the NEET students that strict action will be taken against the culprits. Talking to newspersons outside Parliament yesterday, he said the government is sensitive over this issue and assured the students and guardians that all necessary action would be taken. Pradhan mentioned that the government is ready to discuss any issue in the House. India has become the world's third largest domestic aviation market after the US and China, according to data compiled by aviation analytics firm Official Airline Guide, OAG, India is now third in aviation market after airlines such as IndiGo and Air India have expanded their fleet size to cater to the surge in air passengers. The data show India's domestic airline capacity doubled in the last 10 years from 7.9 million seats in April 2014 to 15.5 million in April 2024. India has replaced Brazil, which now stands at the fourth place with 9.7 million airline seats, followed by Indonesia in the fifth rank with 9.2 million. India has also posted the highest annual average capacity growth rate of 6.9% over the last decade among the top five countries, followed by China at 6.3% and the US at 2.4%. Deputy Commissioner Gohima Ramnikant Kumar has advised the public to exercise caution while commuting through Lire Chazu on National Highway 2. In an advisory, the Deputy Commissioner stated that there are recurring landslides at Lire Chazu, Kohima Mau Road, caused by incessant rains. While debris clearance and road restoration work is ongoing, Kumar said the probability of more slides occurring cannot be ruled out due to loose and porous nature of the soil at the site. The DC therefore urged the public to be alert while commuting the said route and suggested light motor vehicles to take alternate route via Cathedral Little Flower Higher Secondary School, Aradura New Reserve, Police Union Baptist Church. In view of the instances of casualties and injuries during digging of ring well in Chumukedima district, the Deputy Commissioner and Chairman of District Disaster Management Authority, Abhinav Shivam, has issued advisories and precautionary measures for digging of wells for public safety. According to the advisory, the DDMA chairman informed that the best time to dig a well is at the end of the dry season when the underground water level is at its lowest. It also advised to always have a helper nearby when digging, never to dig alone, and to wear harness when entering the well. It stated that digging should be stopped when the well begin to crumble and show signs of collapse, and cover the hole when digging is not in progress. In addition, diameter of the ring well has to be 3 feet wide to ensure easy movement of the workers, the advisory stated. Further, in case of emergency or hazardous situation, one can contact the relevant authorities immediately or report to helpline number 8732093078. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.